What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show here, hour number two. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
There's the noise. How you doing, Mike?
I'm great.
Okay, good.
Well, I'm still on the tail end of this bug, but I'm getting over it.
Yeah, you know, when I come home and I see that, you know, you put up there that you're sick or something, I think to myself, what am I going to do when you don't do the show anymore? It's not a good thought. Anyway, first of all, I'd like to say that I identify as a black.
If I'm not doing the show, it means I'm dead.
Well, we hope not, but anyway, I'd like to say that I would like to identify as a black American citizen living in California.
Okay.
And you can sign me up for some of that cash that they're demanding.
Yep.
Isn't that ridiculous?
It is ridiculous, and it's racist.
It's crazy.
It violates all kinds of laws, anti-discrimination laws. But the liberals have just taken this attitude about, you know, the country as it is really broken, and we don't have to follow the laws. We're just going to make up our own laws as we go along, and that is called dictatorship or absolutism.
Yeah, well, they broke it anyway. So, you know, you were talking about... or at the commercial you're talking about wiping Biden or whoever wants to wipe out these borders. And all I got to say to anyone that's living in Canada, if you want to see what California looks like, go to Leamington.
Mm-hmm.
It's in southern Ontario, and it's the tomato capital of Canada. And you're going to see exactly what California looks like, because Leamington is basically little Tijuana.
Okay.
All of the, so what happens, you get these, what do they call it, seasonal immigration, right?
Yes.
They bring them up for tomatoes, for the greenhouses, right? And there's a ton of them out in Leamington. Anyway, when they're supposed to go home, they don't. They just kind of like disappear into the, you know, into the nether world. Someone will hire them, you know, for below minimum wage, and just basically exploit their labor. And if these people are, it's a shame that where they're coming from, their economy is worse than ours, and they're poorer than we are. But at the same time, they should be thinking, you know, I'm being exploited, and they are being exploited. They're being exploited big time.
Well, they may be looking at it a slightly different way. They may be saying, well, I'm not being paid as much as the guy over at the fast food restaurant, but then I'm not having withholding taken out of my pay, and so I'm actually on an equal footing.
That's true, too, because they will pay these people under the table. But let's just say minimum wage working on a farm, I don't know what it is. I'm kind of out of touch with this now. Let's just say it's $15 an hour. They're going to get like 12 or 13
mm-hmm.
working under the table, I would imagine. And it you know, these the people that hire, you know, illegal immigrants, Canada or anywhere else in the world, they are deplorables. They are absolute.
I agree.
They are absolute deplorables. If their company cannot survive by actually paying people a decent wage, then they shouldn't be in business.
Well, you know, and they may have started in business at a time where taxation was more reasonable and the business could work. And as the taxes go up and the economy goes down due to government mischief, you know, they may simply be trying to, you know, get through the hard time any way they can in the hope that they can go back to doing business the way they did before. So I don't think anybody actually sets up a company saying, I'm going to, right from the beginning, hire illegals and pay them under the table and violate all these laws. I think most people starting a business, they start out wanting to play by all the rules until they realize just how many rules there are, you know, for a new business.
I don't, honestly, Mike, I don't think they care. And I don't really think that the government in your country and the country I'm living in would even prosecute somebody for doing such a thing. I find it hard to believe because there are so many.
Well, they haven't. That's part of the problem.
Yeah. And you know, all over southern Ontario, there are a lot of greenhouses that operate almost 12 months out of the year. They take about a month and a half, almost 2 months off, like now, until like a month after Christmas. So, you know, the beginning of February, where, you know, they tear out the old plants, they put in new plants. A lot of them are vine plants, you know, like tomato, English cucumber, eggplant, that sort of thing. But anyway, you go to any of these places up here in Canada, Mike, and you're going to see illegal immigrants. So it's not just, the problem's not as bad as it is in the United States, but it's still, it's bad. It's bad. And, you know, even people that come here, that immigrate here, a lot of them come from India, East India, mm-hmm. and they have no intention of becoming a Canadian citizen. They'll just apply for a permanent residence, and that's it. And that's it. So if they have kids, obviously their kids now are Canadian citizens.
Yes.
And a lot of these people, and I know this for a fact, I'm not just shooting my mouth off, you know, spewing hateful speech. I've seen it, and I've talked to these people with you know, face-to-face, because I work in the food industry. I have for a long time now. They have no intention of becoming a Canadian citizen. None. And they honestly don't even want they want to bring their country with them. They don't want to assimilate.
Yes.
But their kids will. And I always say that to them. You may think that you're going to come over here and change this country, but you're not, because your kids aren't going to be like you, and there's nothing you'll be able to do about it. And then I smile at them and walk away.
You are
because
cruel.
It's true. It's true. It's absolutely true. Anyway, that's all I have, Mike. I appreciate your time. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you for the call here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I used to live in Thailand for a while, and something came across the news about 2 days ago, and it's been buried. The Thai princess, the oldest daughter of the current king, collapsed while running, exercising in a park with her dog. And she's on life support. She's 44 years old. And it's like no mention of vaccine, obviously, but I know that the vaccines were very big in Thailand, and the king's sister was a huge proponent of them, promoting mm-hmm. them and everything. But the real interesting thing is that I get, like, Thai newspapers, you know, they send them to me in email, you know, so I can keep up to date with what's going on over there. And there is not a word of it in the Thai papers anymore. There was never, it's just totally being buried. The only place there was an article in it today, it was in an English newspaper, one of their big tabloid papers. And it was really, they mentioned the princess, you know, being on life support, but they really used the English article was really just an attack on the Thai king, you know, about,
okay.
you know, because he's got mistresses, and, you know, there's a lot of people don't like the Thai king.
It's good
king,
to be the king.
Yeah, but I'm just saying is that it's very interesting to me that the Thai media is totally silent on it. When a member of the royal family is sick, it's usually a big thing, because in Buddhist countries, they all like to pray for them. You know, they'll be out there doing ceremonies. And the fact that it is being hushed up tells me that they know it's vaccine-related. And because the government was so gung-ho on getting everybody vaccinated, they're trying to keep it, like, quiet. It's kind of like Sherlock Holmes, the dog that doesn't bark. Well, why?
Well, you know, they were doing the same thing here. It's coming out they were using Twitter. People who went on Twitter to report adverse reactions from the vaccine were being silenced and shut down. People who were going on Twitter to talk about, you know, how they'd lost a relative right after the vaccine, they were being shut down. There were attempts to form, you know, groups of people to share experiences, and they were being blocked. So, yeah, this is a global problem. The medical industrial complex has made a huge, huge mistake, or second theory, they allowed a biological weapon out before it was ready. But whatever happened, they are working as hard as they can to keep it covered up.
Well, I go with the biological depopulation weapon theory. And
I tend toward the greed and stupidity theory.
Well, I think the interesting thing also to this is that you would think that, like, a member of the Thai royal family would get the saline shot, you know, because, you know, the people, I still believe that the people in the know at the highest level aren't getting the real vaccine. I mean, I think I read somewhere where Macron, they were saying he never really took the vaccine, although he demonized the anti-vaxxers, and he's trying to get everybody in France vaccinated except him and his elite friends. So what surprises me in this is that a Thai princess, and I think she was like second in line for the throne, would get the real vaccine, the real hot juice, as they say, or hot dose. And that's what I find very interesting, besides the fact that it's totally not in the papers, but that just shows the way that these bastards, I mean, there's no other better way to term for it, have total control over everything. It also shows that if you expect any form of justice through the system, you'll never get it. And therefore, people have to take justice into their own hands. And I'll stand by that.
Well, I understand that. A lot of people are saying that. But again, I kind of look at the example set by Mahatma Gandhi of peaceful, nonviolent, non-cooperation. Just stop going along with the government. Don't fill out the paperwork. Don't do what you're told. Just refuse to be involved, but do it nonviolently. And it worked for Gandhi because when the British came on in and started beating on Gandhi and the protesters, the world saw it as, the oppression of Great Britain against the Indians. And, of course, there was a lot of that going on back then. And,
More of an open free media back then too, though, have anymore.
No, and, well, we do. You're talking to it right now.
Yeah, I got a friend that says paint a baseball bat flat black, and meet them on their front porch. And I told him, that doesn't get you anywhere. And his point was, yeah, but it sure made me feel good. And there is a little bit of truth in that. the powerlessness of what's going on and the way you feel now is really hard to deal with.
Yes, it is.
I've been going back to church because I don't want to, like, do anything violent. And I feel like it because of what these people have done and the fact that there's no recourse. They've got everything wrapped up. I believe in practicing Irish democracy, which is just being disobedient and not being a part of it, getting, like, away out of the system as best you can. And I think that's what we need to do. We need to emulate the Irish in Northern Ireland, not the violent part yet, but at the same time, the attitude, sit on the ground attitude, the disobedient attitude. That's what we need to do because we're conquered people right now, and we have no recourse. The elections are fraudulent. There's no justice. You can't get justice through the courts. You can't even. You don't even have a voice in any kind of media, except for maybe you and a few other places. They got it all locked up, and now they're killing us. I mean, they're literally depopulating us. They're shooting poison and bioweapons into people. It's just such a sick world, and I just don't know, like, when actions are called for. I mean, they're killing us.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, what would my ancestors that fought in the Revolutionary War and the Civil War, what would they think of me, like, not doing anything? I mean, they're killing us. it's so diabolical. I don't know what else
to
say. But anyway, I'll leave it at that, Mike. Have a nice weekend.
All right. Well, same to you. Thank you very much for the phone call. The lines are open, 512-248-8252. Getting on back to immigration here, the mayor of Denver, Colorado, declared a state of emergency yesterday over the arrival of roughly 900 illegal immigrants, obviously a small fraction of what they're dealing with in other parts of the Southwest here. Meanwhile, Arizona was trying to basically fill in a gap in Donald Trump's not completed border wall using old surplus cargo containers, you know, which they only have so much life that they can be used on the ocean, and then they become so rusty and weak that, you know, but they make great tool sheds and things like that. So Arizona was stacking them up to fill in that gap in the wall. And the Biden administration is now suing Arizona, claiming that this wall of shipping containers is damaging the environment. They've got the Environmental Protection Agency down there to say, you can't do that. You're disrupting migration patterns. Well, yeah, we're trying to disrupt the migration of illegal immigrants into our country. And if you've got a better way to do it, please do it. But if you're not going to fix the problem, we have to. All righty. Now, over in Connecticut, their governor, Ned Lamont, is considering a push to end the lawful possession of all AR-15s in Connecticut. Now, before I get further into the story, a little bit of a reminder. The AR-15s or assault rifles or the AK-47s are the weapon of choice, it seems, for highly public relations, if you will, false flag mass shootings. The vast majority of gun crime committed in this country is with small handguns, which are inexpensive compared to an AR-15 and, you know, easy to dispose of and easy to replace here. Anyway, the Connecticut Mirror reported that the General Assembly passed two assault weapon ban bills, but they had a grandfather clause, meaning that if the bills were signed into law, those who had AR-15s from before the law could keep them. That's a very common thing to do when you pass a law that bans something. You know, you already had it. We're going to let you keep it. Otherwise, it's an ex post facto law, which is unconstitutional. But Governor Lamont is out there saying no. He wants those grandfather clauses removed. What he wants is complete gun confiscation of the AR-15s all across Connecticut. So that one is probably going to wind up at the Supreme Court. Now, the Biden administration is renewing its calls for gun control, including a ban on commonly owned firearms, millions of which are in circulation. And, you know, we're basically coming up on the 10-year anniversary of the Sandy hoax. And it's good to examine why these calls for so-called assault weapon bans continue even 10 years later and why they're just as misguided and ineffective today as they were all those years ago. Now, the lesson that we should take away from Sandy Hook, if we believe the official story, is that 94% of mass shootings occur in gun-free zones because those killers or those, you know, government stooges, whatever, they're looking for easy targets. And they want to have their fun in places where they're not going to be shot back at. And this was proven most recently with the Buffalo, New York shooter. He wrote his manifesto about the decision to carry out his attack in a state like New York, which has very strict gun laws, thus making it harder for someone to stop him. And so restricting gun rights does not prevent tragedy. And again, common sense says gun bans will only disarm the law-abiding citizen. Criminals are not going to give up their guns. They're not going to pay attention to the law saying you can't have that. All you're going to do is create a new product for these smugglers to bring across our border. And you know how easy a time they have bringing drugs and illegal immigrants across the border. They're going to do the same thing with the guns. I mean, seriously, can you imagine some cartel member down there on a runway in Central America in front of a plane load of cocaine or fentanyl, and he's holding his AR-15 and saying, boy, I better leave this at home or I could be in trouble. Doesn't really work out that way. Okay. We're coming up on another break here. The lines are open, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Santa Claus has moved to Indiana, and he did it just because. There's a timing back to him in Indiana, and they call it Santa Claus. Santa Claus has moved to Indiana with his trinkets and his toys.
And welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And we're talking about guns and gun rights here. Now, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have been keeping records about the use of guns in the country. And one of the conclusions they had come to is that upwards of 2.5 million defensive gun users prevented a crime through the lawful use of a legally owned firearm. In fact, I think we reported yesterday, half of all mass shootings are prevented by private citizens with legally owned firearms. Now, according to Fox News, the CDC erased that statistic of the 2.5 million gun users who stopped prevented crimes from happening under pressure from gun control proponents. So, again, they're lying to you. They're absolutely lying to you. All righty, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day, Mike. It's on my mind. As we see, not as Title 42 nonsense can be lifted, the illegal, this is going to be insanity, Mike. I mean, it's going to be chart-busting what they're doing, this invasion here.
Oh, yeah.
So, I think that right now, Mike, I think our country's lost. I hate to be a pessimist. I'm an optimistic person, Mike, but our country's lost. It's over.
Unless I agree with you, but for additional reasons as well, not just immigration.
Well, I think that's the main thing, Mike. I mean, the other things are, they're disastrous with the economy, the market going up and down. Who knows what's going to happen with that? It's going to crash eventually. But I think
the coming war, the stolen elections, it's all a giant mess.
Yeah, Mike, and look what's going on. And Newsom wants to give reparations, all these $350,000. And then pretty soon the Irish are going to want it because they were the first lay. So then bumbling Biden's probably going to say, the Irish could deserve to get $400,000. I mean,
well, already in California, they're saying that it should be $800,000 for each of the people. And, they're saying that you can't just hand it to every black person there. They have to be able to prove they're a descendant of a slave. So now they're talking about, conducting gene testing to qualify for the money. And so we're going back to like Nazi style eugenics on this. And the absurdity of this whole thing is California has never been a slave state. It entered the Union as a free state. The California people have never been slave owners. They've never been slaves. And it's ridiculous to take the money away from people who've never been slave owners and give it to people who've never been slaves. It's just redistribution of wealth and literally buying the political support. Because when you rob Peter to pay Paul, you're going to get Paul's vote.
Well, Mike, that's a great point. And you're the one who brought that up last week, too. You were saying exactly that. And but look here, Mike. What about all the Union soldiers that got killed in the Civil War? Their families going to want money for their sons and daughters fighting in the Civil War to free to hold the Union together? Are they going to ask for money?
Yeah, that sounds perfectly reasonable. I mean, my ancestors never owned slaves. We ran a station on the Underground Railroad to help escape slaves get to Canada. And where's our compensation for all the trouble we went to?
Yeah, exactly. All the Union soldiers, bloodlines, families can scream, we want millions of dollars for our family. Our boys are the ones that got killed defending the Union. So, I mean, come on. It's all a nonsense, nincompoop insanity. But, yeah, Mike, another thing I want to talk about, and by the way, I heard a show earlier, Mike, I didn't know if this is true, but you can tell me if this is true. The guy was saying there's 14 million illegal Chinese in California. 14 million Chinese.
I didn't hear that, and I don't know what the number is, but there is no doubt there are millions and millions of illegal everything in this country. They are dropping the borders, which, of course, is a goal of the New World Order.
Yeah, Mike, you know what? It's going to lead to I hate to say this, Mike, on your show and RBN and all that. Mike, it's going to lead to an all-out civil war. We're facing it. And I tell you how it's going to happen.
You may be correct on that, yes.
I have to say, once the Anglo population goes under 50%, once it hits around the 49% mark, Mike, that's the spark that's going to start it all. That's it. Once it goes under that 50 number, gets right to that point, it's over. We're looking at a CW number two. It's going to be a bloodbath. It's going to look like Ukraine and Russia look like a baby. It's going to make that look like a disgrace compared to what's going to happen here. Because, Mike, the countries can't absorb this different ideology. I mean, Mike, I told you show for years, these people coming here from South America, they don't come here to compliment, Mike. They come over to dictate, and they want to take over the government of these municipalities. They're not coming here to say, I want to. Mike, here in South Florida, hardly anybody speaks English. Let's not kid ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So
it's time to bring back Esperanto.
Exactly. And, Mike, you wouldn't, like I told your show for like 6 months, Mike. The German Americans in the German country of Germany never owned slaves. They weren't a slave country. They weren't a country that they'd rather do the work themselves. It was England and France and Portugal that had all the slaves, not Germany. Germany wasn't a country that...
The slaves were sold into slavery by their fellow Africans.
That's right. That's correct.
Okay.
100%. For rum and beads. Mainly a lot of rum and beads.
That would do it. Okay, Tom, thank you for the phone call. We got to take a break for commercials. 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail. When the banksters all need to be in jail.
And welcome back to our show. The lines are open, 512-248-8252. Getting on back to guns and crime and so forth and so on. Burlington, Vermont was once known as one of the safest cities in America. I visited with my parents when I was a kid in the New England area. It was very beautiful at the time here. But they have basically gone along with the woke agenda and the defund the police movement. And, you know, now the city has become very dangerous. It's suffering from its own woke policies. The homicide rate has just absolutely soared. Fox News is saying homicides are skyrocketing in Vermont this year to levels not seen in decades in a state that is often considered one of America's safest places. For the state's largest city, Burlington, the bloody increase came after its police department was defunded and then ultimately refunded after concerns from the community. And what, you know, why are they surprised? You take away the police and crime goes up and you don't realize that's what's going to happen? You know, there are bad people out there, you know, of all shapes, sizes, races, creeds, colors, religions, and genders, and somewhere in between. There are good people who do good things. There are bad people who do bad things, and that's what the police is there to take care of, the bad people doing the bad things. And even when they get caught, though, we seem to have this, you know, no big deal thing. Over in New York City, there was this attack. This guy took a baseball bat and attacked a man from behind, just bashing him repeatedly. And he was released from jail less than 24 hours after his arrest on just $7,000 bail. I mean, that's, that's an aggravated crime to just attack somebody like that. This is clearly a person who's a danger to the community. And go on out there and, you know, we'll let crime grow until people are ready to surrender their guns to live in peace again or some such thing. All righty. Up in Oregon, outgoing Governor Kate Brown has commuted all death row sentences. And I'm sure they're going to be very happy on that. Over at the University of Maine, they have updated its bias response team website with a disclaimer stating it does not have the authority to investigate or punish protected speech. This came about after the Southeastern Legal Foundation claimed that the system infringed on students' speech rights. So basically, the university has been told you cannot punish students for protected speech. And they had been. A lot of universities are doing that now. And maybe this precedent will spread hither and yon. Okay, over in Pennsylvania, remember there was this story where this school board member refused to vote for this white male seeking to serve as president simply because he was white, and even admitting that the guy would have been excellent in the job. He was qualified for it, but darn, he's white, and I'm not going to vote for him. Very, very racist situation, and there was a tremendous backlash, and as a result, this school board member has now been forced to resign. So a little bit of a victory for common sense there as well. And, I'm a meritocratist. The best people should have those top jobs. Okay, we shouldn't be filling important jobs like pilots and surgeons and so forth. We've got to have one man and one woman, and we've got to have non-white, and we've got to have somebody who's gay, and we've got to have all of this. Otherwise, you wind up with a really messed up organization, kind of like the Biden administration. Okay, over at the private New York City Arts School, it's called the New School. Students are occupying a campus building, and one of their demands to leave the building is that they all be given A's on their final grades. So anybody holding a diploma from that school, it's not really going to be worth the paper it's on, or the parchment that it's on. All righty. Representative Michael Cloud of Texas pressed a witness during a Wednesday hearing over whether parents have a right to be informed of children undergoing gender transitions. And this was Jesse Pocock, the CEO and executive director of Inside Out Youth Services, and kept deflecting the question. Refuse to actually answer the question if parents have a right to know if their child has some gender issues. And we know from a lot of other stories that this gender dysphoria, this transgenderism, is being marketed to kids. You know, it's not being diagnosed, it's being sold. It's, you know, you want to be cool and hip and you want to get attention, you know, while you dress in the other gender's clothes and, you know, you behave in this outrageous fashion. And, you know, it's an attention-getting device. We all love to get attention when we're young, okay? It's less important when you get to be my age. But when we're kids, we want people to pay attention to us. And, you know, if I can get attention by, you know, going along with this teacher's agenda, well, then, by golly, I'm going to do that. Over in Detroit, their school board voted in November to remove Dr. Ben Carson's name from the Benjamin Carson High School of Medicine and Science. And, it's not a very good school anyway, but it's been denounced as a clearly political stunt. And I can't even imagine why they wanted to remove Dr. Carson's name from the school in the first place. He's not white. you know, maybe, well, yeah, he's a man, and for all we know, he's heterosexual. That's two strikes out of three here. Okay, meanwhile, five Antifa extremists have actually been charged with domestic terrorism, and this was down in Georgia. Law enforcement finally responded to their violent months-long campaign aimed at halting the construction of new police training centers in DeKalb County's South River Forest. And they basically came out and said, this isn't protest, this is flat-out terrorism, and they locked them up. Now, there's this Arizona mother who showed up at a school board meeting wearing a full cat costume and even makeup and going so far as to lick her wrist to basically underscore this joke of transgenderism, and particularly in response to this one transgender board member who wears his deceased wife's clothing. That's a little out there, I think. And, you know, tried to make her point. And this lady's been on social media before making similar points here. All righty. Now, do you remember up in Canada at the Halton High School district in Ontario, Canada, there's this shop teacher, Kayla Lemieux, and teaches at Oakville Trafalgar High School, wears these phony, gigantic breasts, and you know, has made a lot of copy on social media. Students were taking pictures of him, her, it, they, them, whatever, and putting them out there. Now the school is threatening students with suspension if they photograph the trans teacher with these size Z breasts. And apparently, because of the backlash following the revelation of what he, she, it, they, them, whatever has been doing, now has permanent security detail. And, you know, it's the school's position is you're not allowed to take pictures of anyone in school unless you get their permission. Now, this is Canada, so I don't know what the laws are there. But here in the United States, there have been many attempts to bar people from taking pictures, in particular of police doing bad things out on the streets. And the courts have repeatedly ruled that while you have a right to privacy in your home or place of employment, when you're out in public, you have no expectation of privacy, and taking a picture of you is protected speech under the First Amendment. It just seems like the kids are being, you know, force-fed this transgenderism idea. Not that this particular shop teacher with the gigantic falsies, you know, is setting a good example here. Alrighty, the Human Rights Campaign, which is actually an LGBT advocacy organization, has targeted conservative commentator Matt Walsh of the Daily Wire, the person who runs the Libs of TikTok account, and Seth Dillon, CEO of the Babylon Bee, accusing them of committing acts of violence merely by criticizing the barbaric transgender surgeries on children. And so that's their point of view. They can't justify this medical mutilation of children to remove their genitalia. So they're out there saying, well, this is an act of violence to criticize them and call it into account. And again, it's getting really, really silly out there. Meanwhile, the Cambridge Dictionary, yielding to the political currents, has changed their definition of men and women to be in line with wokeness, saying that a man is somebody who thinks he's a man, and a woman is someone who thinks they're a woman, and it's not a biological issue anymore. You know, as for myself, I'm a lesbian trapped in a man's body, so sort that one out. There was a criticism from people who think this is ridiculous. One user stated, Cambridge Dictionary decided it's no longer aligned with reality, okay, and shame on the Cambridge Dictionary. Identifying as a woman does not make someone a woman. That's absolutely correct. I have been identifying for years as a major, very wealthy talk show radio host, and trust me, it has not happened yet. Meanwhile, J.K. Rowling, the creator of the Harry Potter Wizarding World, has taken a lot of flack when she stood up to trans activists, and they're now trying to boycott her and don't see her movies and don't buy her books and everything. And she basically came on out and said, you know, I've got enough money where I can take care of my kids. Even if everybody stops buying my books for the rest of my life, I don't care. And that is showing a tremendous amount of courage, because we have seen cancel culture wreck people before. Now, J.K. Rowling admittedly has made a tremendous amount of money off of Harry Potter. She's actually given most of it away to charity, so good for her. But she's, you know, she's put enough away where she can take care of herself and her kids until they're grown, and that's all she really wants. She doesn't need a, you know, luxurious lifestyle, and she's going to stand on her principles. And so that is worthy of a round of applause. All righty. Up in Norway, the thought police have now become the real police. There's this Norwegian artist who is facing criminal charges for speaking the truth. Okay, and this gets back to that trans identity. If one says that men are men and women are women because of their biology, that person will be ridiculed, shamed, and subjected to cancel culture in most places. Norway is different. Tonya Gevjon is a Norwegian lesbian artist being investigated by law enforcement for a possible breach of that country's hate crime laws. If she is tried and convicted, she will serve 3 years in prison. I mean, that is how ridiculous all of this has come. All right. Up in Ohio, there's a middle school teacher who has been forced to resign because she refused to use transgender students' preferred pronouns due to her Christian faith. Now she's suing the school district for discrimination. Getting on back to Oregon, the Oregon Department of Education is administering a 2022 student health survey that's asking 11-year-olds if they are transgender, according to the Oregon government website. 11-year-olds, they don't have a clue about what any of this means. It's just being sold to them. Meanwhile, a lot of parents, because of this transgenderism, LGBTQ, critical race theory, have started homeschooling. Homeschooling is doing big all around the country. It's a lot of homeschooling going on here, this part of Indiana. And homeschool students excel way beyond public school students on the classic learning test. Now, this is a standardized test. It's a college entrance exam oriented toward classically educated students, and the homeschool students are doing a lot better. But those public school students, at least they know all the correct pronouns, and that's got to count for something somewhere, I think, maybe. but as it turns out, right now, a fifth of American adults struggle to read. And it may be because our schools are turning away from things like reading and writing and arithmetic to focus on transgenderism and LGBTQ. Certainly the number of illegal immigrants that have come into this country that don't want to learn English are skewing the numbers a little bit. But on the other hand, you know, our government may not want a population able to read. Okay, because that's the best way to keep them from finding ideas the government doesn't approve of. In fact, in the movie Idiocracy, the world of the future that our protagonist is sent to by accident, hardly anybody reads. In fact, if you read, you're accused of being a fag. You know, that's right there in the movie. And yeah, it's interesting how scarily accurate that movie is turning out to be. Alrighty, now, Democratic California Representative Katie Porter said during a congressional hearing on anti-LGBTQ violence that the term pedophile brands people as criminals because of their sexual orientation. No, it does not. Okay, it's what they do when they act on that orientation that makes them a criminal. Okay, a person who merely fantasizes about sex with children but does not actually do it is not a pedophile by definition. Okay, and that's really what's going on. It's, you know, what they do, not what they identify as, that's the issue in defining them as criminal and needing to have something done about it. Okay, down at Loudoun County Public Schools, my goodness, how much news they have gotten the last several months here. The school superintendent, Scott Ziegler, has now been indicted on three misdemeanor charges by a special grand jury after revelations about the mishandling of sexual assault allegations. The Office of Virginia Attorney General Jason Meares announced Monday that three misdemeanor charges against Ziegler had now been unsealed. And the public information officer, Wade Biard, was also charged in the indictment with felony perjury. That's a serious, serious cases. Ziegler's charges were one count of misdemeanor false publication, one count of misdemeanor prohibited conduct, and one count of misdemeanor penalizing the employee for a court appearance. Frankly, I think he's being let off light. Okay, we got to take a break for our last commercials, and we'll be right back with more news.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
And And welcome back to our show. Last segment on this Powhana Friday and getting on back to Loudoun County. Do you remember there was this father who was objecting to these sexual assaults happening, and they arrested him, okay? And, you know, he was objecting during a school board meeting following the alleged assault of his daughter by a biological male in the restroom, and they arrested him and harassed him. He deserves an apology. He was right to be saying what he was doing, what the school board was doing, and covering it all up and just saying, well, you know, it's just part of wokeism and, you know, it's okay, it's part of life. And, you know, that's the inexcusable part, because if you're going to be, you know, teaching students, if you're going to stand in loco parentis, is a legal term, that includes not just teaching them, but protecting them from any harm. Which is why I think school teachers also should be trained to carry firearms as well, because schools are the favorite targets of the gun grabbers, false flags. Anyway, parents are now demanding the unconditional surrender for members of this Loudoun County School Board, citing safety concerns. They should resign over the fact that they did not maintain a safe environment for the students. I heartily agree. It's time for these woke, liberal, you know, anything goes people to be removed at a great distance from our children. A California school board president has been accused of inviting members of the high school choir to perform at a private adult party in which these students were allegedly given alcohol and were exposed to comments from a dirty Santa. And so, boy, school is not like what it was when I was a kid. That's what I can tell. Let's see. Chicago news outlets are slamming Mayor Lori Lightfoot for blocking live police scanner transmissions. Well, this is kind of a gray area issue. I used to use a scanner, and I would hear police talking about not entering a violent crime scene until they were sure the perpetrator had left. Other people caught the police using racially insensitive terms. But there is a legitimate reason to encrypt the police radios, so the criminals cannot know how close the police are to arriving. Now, that makes real sense to me. And I think a little bit of confidentiality is justified there. All right. Now, the other day we were reporting on how Lawrence Livermore had succeeded in a net gain energy in a fusion reaction. China has now responded to the defy. Their nuclear fusion reactor ran at 126 million degrees Fahrenheit for more than 17 minutes continuously. And this you know, could really be the breakthrough that makes fusion power the solution to all of our energy problems. There's no radioactive waste to deal with. You know, what do you get out of a hydrogen fusion reactor? Helium, which is already in short supply, I might add. All right, there's the music. It's time for me to head on out. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. B is taking the microphone. Layla from Canada is going to be sharing the show with him, so that should be very, very interesting. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate. It's Christmas. You know, share a little Christmas cheer with us. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Anymore, Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.